I'm not too bad. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Happy Friday. Thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. For those who don't know what the Alberta Institute for Wildlife Conservation is, maybe give us a little rundown on what you do there.
Yeah, so we are a wildlife rehabilitation organization, and we are committed to the rescue, rehabilitation, and release of injured, orphaned wild animals. So we see anything from bear cubs to robins to ravens to geese, other species as well. We see approximately 150 different species every year. And annually, we take close to 2,000 animals in every year.
So oh my gosh.
Already this year, we've taken in more animals than we did in all of 2024. So it's been a very busy year for us.
Super busy. And obviously, that costs a lot of money, and you got to get that money somehow.
It does. It costs a lot of money. So it can range anywhere from $100 to well over $1,000 to rehabilitate an individual animal. We're not funded by the government, so we don't get continuous funding. So we really rely on our own fundraising and donations and grants to operate. And as you can imagine, when we're dealing with that many animals, it can be quite expensive.
Have you had anything super cute or super interesting come through the doors recently?
Yeah, I mean, every day is different. We never know what we're going to be getting in. Just this past week, we had 30 new animals brought in a day, which is huge. So most recently, we're still even seeing like younger animals, like juveniles. We admitted a juvenile red squirrel yesterday.
Aww.
We have some, very late in the season for them. We have our bear cubs that are doing really well. They're going to be released back to the wild in October. We have several deer fawns. We just released some of our red fox kits from this year back to the wild. So it's been, a very busy and diverse year.
Well, if you need a foster for the squirrel, let me know. My wife loves squirrels.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, no, it's been a squirrel year. We've seen a lot of red squirrel babies.
All right, well, let's talk about this online silent auction you've got going. It's on now and it continues until the 25th. Maybe you can give us a few highlights on what people have a chance to bid on.
Yeah, so we have a fantastic assortment of items. We have 79 groupings and a lot of them have multiple items in the bid. And these were all donated by local companies, local artisans. So we've got things from overnight stays in the mountains at Jasper Park Lodge and other hotels. And then we also have beautiful jewelry and artwork and just a huge selection of items to bid on. So I think there is something for everybody. All the proceeds go to supporting our mission of caring for injured and orphaned wildlife. And we receive all the profits from this because we're so thankful that all of these items have been donated to us. So it's a great way to bid. You can do it from home. It's all online. And it runs until next Thursday, so it's September 25th. It'll end at 7 p.m. that day. So head to our website at aiwc.ca to get some more information and see the fantastic collection of items we have.
I love silent auctions. You know, you're constantly checking, going back, did somebody outbid me? And then you go back and it take a couple of days and then you go back and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. No, it's great. And I like that the system that we use, maybe it's a bit stressful at times, but it does text you and email you when you've been outbid.
Oh,
so you
wow.
Can kind of keep an eye on it. Yeah, so you don't have to continue. Like, it will notify you, which is really nice.
That's fantastic. Give me the website address one more time.
Yeah, it's aiwc.ca.
She's Holly Lilly from the Alberta Institute for the Wildlife Conservation. They're in Madden, Alberta. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes to come on the show, and I hope the silent auction goes great for you.
Great. Thank you so much, Sean.